Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
So, what is the purpose for the Bible? Why did God give this book called the Bible? And though we could offer many answers to that question, we have to consider most seriously the one that is given in the Bible itself, namely the one in 2 Timothy 3:17 that says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that verse, the final verse of chapter 3, follows verse 16, which says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness," and then, verse 17, "that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So whatever answers you give to the question, what is the purpose of the Bible, why did God give us a book called the Bible, this would have to be at least part of the answer. Why? That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so thank you for joining me on this Tuesday, July 19. Many thanks to those whose gifts keep this broadcast on the air and help us to pay the air time. All right. The Bible is given, really, for a number of reasons, and I don't mean to diminish the other ones. God gave us the Bible to reveal Himself to men. God gave us the Bible to teach His chosen, His designed way of salvation, the only way of salvation, to reveal that to men. God gave us the Bible to teach Christians how to live. All of these are correct answers, but this one, straight from the Bible itself, Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that, and here's the purpose, Scripture is given by inspiration of God for the purpose that, for the reason that, for this purpose, namely that, the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So, why is the Bible given to us? Well, number one, in order to make men godly men. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. In other words, the Scripture is given so that sinful men might become godly men. Now, as I already pointed out a couple of broadcasts ago, that term man of God is really a technical term for preachers, God-called preachers, as opposed to false prophets or false preachers. But, of course, men of God start as fallen sinners too, so the Bible is given for the purpose that fallen sons of Adam might become godly men. So the salvation purpose is very much in view here and is even included in the words of this text when you look at it carefully. God gave the Scripture that the man of God might be complete, but of course, first of all, so that fallen sons of Adam, sinners, might become men of God. The Scripture is given so that sinful men might become godly men. Unrighteous men might become righteous men. Condemned men might become justified men. And devilish men might become godly men. And the only thing that'll do that is the Bible. I don't know anything else that you can offer to people to bring about these kinds of transformations in the lives of men and women, fallen sons and daughters of Adam. There's only one book that can do it. There's only one message that can do it. It's the message of the gospel, and that is found in the Bible. Now, we recognize that this message of the Bible, the message of the gospel from the Bible, must be applied and empowered by the Holy Spirit of God to do this regenerating work of transformation in the hearts of fallen sinners, but God uses His Word. So the Bible is given so that sinful men might become godly men. But that's not the end either. Why did God give His book, the book called the Bible? Because it makes godly men mature men, that the man of God may be complete, that the man of God may be completed, that the man of God might be brought into good condition, mature condition, balanced condition is a synonym that could be replaced, could be substituted for this word complete. Wise is another word that could be used at this point. That the man of God might become conditioned and thoroughly equipped for every good work. That the man of God might become properly balanced and thoroughly equipped for every good work. That the man of God might become wise and therefore thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible is able to do these things, that the man of God may be complete. I don't suppose I need to convince you that you are not yet complete, you are not yet as mature as you could be and ought to be, and if you are a child of God, I trust want to be. I don't suppose I need to convince you that you are not yet perfectly balanced in your understanding of reality, perfectly balanced in letting God's Word transform your mind so that all of your thoughts are perfectly on target with the truth of God, so that you are not unbalanced in the sense that you are leaning too heavily upon your own wisdom rather than upon the wisdom of God. God's Word is the perfect balancer for human personality, for human thinking, for human perspective. The Word of God is able to bring about this proper balance that equips men to serve God. I hope I don't need to convince you that you don't yet have all the wisdom that you need, and surely I can help you understand that the Bible is the place, the only source, really, where you're going to get the wisdom that you need in order to be able to effectively serve the Lord. The Bible has been given for this very reason, to make godly men mature men. But the Bible has been given to make mature men equipped men. And in one sense, when a man or woman becomes truly mature, in a godly sense of maturity, they are, therefore, equipped. But the word equipped is given here separately, and I think we need to consider it separately. The Scripture is given by inspiration of God that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Fully adequate for every good work would be another way to put it. Apt for every good work, or having an aptitude for every good work. I don't know about you, but I have been pastoring now for a long time, and yet I still many times feel a bit inadequate for the task that is set before me. Oftentimes I find myself falling on my knees and crying out to God, God, how can I pastor these people? How can I shepherd these sheep? How can I be what they need? How can I be what they expect in a pastor? There's no way that I can do this, Lord. I feel sometimes like Moses. Lord, call somebody else. Send somebody else. I just can't do it. And in a sense, that's both true and good to recognize our weakness and our utter dependence upon God, because, of course, only in His strength will our weaknesses be addressed. Our strength is made perfect in weakness when we recognize our weakness. But it's good to be reminded of texts like this. The Word of God will equip us for every good work. The Scripture is given by inspiration of God that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped. I don't know if I have often felt thoroughly equipped, but the Bible tells me that the Word of God is able to thoroughly equip me. So if I will keep my finger in the book, so to speak, surely God will, from His Word, give me the resources that I need to be equipped for every good work. And I believe that. I humbly accept that. Lord, even though I feel very inadequate at times, I believe, by faith, Your Word, that as I will faithfully pursue the ministry that You have entrusted into my care, that Your Word will equip me to do that work and to do it well. Your Word will equip me to be the preacher that I need to be. Your Word will equip me to be the overseer, the administrator that I need to be. That takes a lot of wisdom. Your Word will equip me to be the counselor that I need to be. And that too takes a lot of wisdom. Your Word will equip me to be the pastor that I need to be. Lord, help me, but You've already given what is needed. You've given me a Bible, and You've given me Your Spirit. And You bring those two things together, the Spirit of God and the Word of God, and how could I, or anyone, how could you help but be fully equipped for every good work, that is, every work that God requires of you? The Word of God is given to make godly men productive men, thoroughly equipped for every good work, for all good works. For we are His workmanship, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 2:10, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. What equips us to do these good works? The Bible. The Bible equips us to do every good work that God has instructed you to do. By the working of God's Word in your life, you can do what God has called you to do, what God has instructed you in His Word to do, and you can do it well by the grace of God. So that means that I will give myself to this book. That means that I will submit myself to this book. That means that I will continue to study this book and be molded by this book and to be changed by this book as long as I shall live. I am committing myself to that, and I am recommending that you commit yourself to that as well. The Bible is God's Word, and the Bible will equip God's people to do everything that God's Word commands us to do. I don't know anything better than that, do you? Let's be men and women of the book. Until tomorrow at the same time, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.